You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Katia Berry, who is a cross-cultural and small business development specialist who empowers expats to live happy and fulfilling lives abroad by fitting into new cultures and starting businesses in foreign countries. Coming to us from Munich, Germany, Katia, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric, and thank you very much for having me here today.
Well, you're welcome. It's our pleasure. It's good to meet you as well on this platform. So, Katia, tell us, what is it that you do exactly?
Right. Well, I'm a coach and a trainer, and I specialize in working with foreigners who live abroad. And I talk to them about cultural differences, how to settle in different cultures, overcome the cultural shock, how to get connected, whether personally or professionally, and how they can start their new lives by starting new businesses. As you're probably familiar, that in the world of expats and travelers, there's such thing as a trailing spouse. And my idea is for those who are trailing spouses, in order not to feel lonely or overwhelmed by all this, you know, fantastic experience of travel, is to have a trailing business to go ahead with their, to go along with their travels and their wonderful spouses and family.
So what is the idea behind your business? I guess maybe from the inspiration to the idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, the idea comes from my own experience. I am actually Russian. I was born and raised in Moscow in Russia. And then I went to the UK at the age of 15, and I went to school, university there. I actually got married there. And then me and my husband, we came to Germany because of his job. So I very much feel what it's like to feel isolated in foreign lands and how difficult and overwhelming it might be when you don't speak a language or you don't understand why they do things a certain way. And it is often difficult to make true friendships, not just to find connections, but to find true friends, particularly so when it comes to a professional arena. And I also find that many, many people, especially once they become parents, whether moms or dads, it doesn't really matter. Once they become parents, their values change, their priorities change, and they realize that they don't exactly want to do what they did before. Or they often don't have an opportunity to do what they did before because of the lack of language, for example, or misunderstanding of the local culture. So that's where I come in and offer my advice and my point of view, and I sort of act as a, you know, as a connection point for those people.
Very, very clever. Now, what services does your company offer?
Okay, well, I provide private coaching where I coach people on one-to-one basis, and I do this via Skype or telephone, and I have clients all over the world. This is the best thing that the technology, of course, provides them. And I know, Eric, that you calling from Brazil today, isn't it amazing? I have clients who sit in New Zealand, in the States, in Russia, in France, in the UK. I'm also, as of September, I'm going to start my online training courses, which are going to be about getting connected and how to overcome cultural shock, as long as small entrepreneurial advice for people. And I'm also going to start my own little show, which is going to be hosted on my own website. And this is where I'm going to speak to real people in business, but then sort of like what you're doing, but they're going to be foreigners who have successfully started and run their businesses abroad. And so we will hear and get advice from real people with real experiences and how they have overcome their cultural shocks and so on.
I think it's a great idea. Today, we are joined by Katia Berry from Munich, Germany. She is a cross-cultural and small business development specialist who empowers expats to live happy and fulfilling lives abroad by fitting into new cultures and starting businesses in foreign countries. Joining us here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Katia, how do you work with your clients? I know you mentioned Skype and other means, but maybe get into that more into more detail.
Yes. So Skype or telephone is the ideal tool because it's probably the simplest tool for most people out there. I'm now really very much into Google Hangouts as well. Those work really well. And over there, you can, of course, have conferences with up to six or eight people or so, and also broadcast it to the rest of the public who can join those conversations as well. I also teach at a local university, believe it or not, as my part-time job. I treat it as my hobby. So I work with many students. I teach, but I also coach students. So I get a lot of response from students from around the world, particularly foreign students, who want to talk to me about, you know, how they fit in and what they can do in order to perform better. So I go around conferences. I travel quite a bit. You know, so if you're interested in meeting up with me or hearing from me, you know, just go onto my website at katiabarry.com, contact me and find out if, you know, I could be in the place near you and we can meet up and, you know, have a little chat.
I like it. Now, what are the main trends that you see happening in the world of entrepreneurship in the next couple of years? What's your vision on that?
Yes, I see significant trends happening in the next few years. And one of the main ones, I think we will see a lot of people heading towards social entrepreneurship. And especially I see this from my industry, from the expat community. These people are usually relatively wealthy, or, you know, one of the half of the family is usually a good income earner. So the other part feels that they want to do something for the world. You know, they want to give out. So I definitely see a lot of that happening. I also see a lot happening in the education and training industry, especially online. And I see a lot of women going out there and doing lots of things because, of course, women are now all over the world struggling with, you know, work-life balance and how much time they want to spend working in there with their families. And all, if you take all of that together, I see all of it happening on a large international scale. I think businesses are going to start moving into foreign countries and opening borders. I mean, we're seeing it already because so many businesses operate online, but I think people will actually be going places and talking to other communities in the world.
I certainly do agree with that perspective. Tell our listeners once again where they can get more information and to be in touch with you online.
Absolutely. Feel free to go onto my website, which is www.katiabarry.com, and you can connect with me via email. You can find me online at Twitter. I'm at Katia Barry. I'm on Facebook at Katia Barry. I'm on Pinterest at Katia Barry. You'll find me absolutely everywhere at Katia Barry. And I'll be more than happy to chat to you, to answer any questions. And I also offer free discovery sessions. So feel free to get in contact anywhere you are in the world. We'll find half an hour slot to fit you in. And I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you have and to provide you with a little coaching tip and give you a bit of a feeling of what it is that I do and how it is that I do it.
Very good. In conclusion, Katia, tell me, if I were to come to you and tell you that I have moved to Brazil, South America over 10 years ago, which actually is a true story, but I did not have any idea what I was going to do to make an income, but I had a lot of entrepreneurial heart, had some ideas. What would you tell me in regards to putting a creation of my own or the desire to start a business of my own and putting it on the map in the marketplace? What kind of advice would you give me there?
Be open-minded straight away. Don't come to any conclusions about the country that you're going to. Don't have stereotypes. If you have them, drop them straight away. That will help you. Don't expect anything. Be, like I said, be open-minded, be present, watch and listen about what's going on around. Try to make as many friends as you can And, of course, have a vision. Have a vision and believe in yourself. And by doing that, by being open and by surrounding yourself with a network of friends, whether foreigners or locals, it really doesn't matter. But by having that network and by talking out loud, by asking questions, by expressing your curiosity, you know, you'll do it. You'll do whatever. You'll achieve whatever it is you want.
Thank you so much. She is Katia Berry, a cross-cultural and small business development specialist who empowers expats to live happy and fulfilling lives abroad by fitting into new cultures and starting businesses in foreign countries. And the website, once again, is katiaberry.com. Katia, thanks so much for joining us today from Munich, Germany on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric.
You are very welcome, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.